Manu, and a very warm welcome to our special podcast for News18.com. I have with me a special guest today, the President of the Central Tibetan Administration, Dr. Lobsang Sangay. Dr. Sangay was in Washington, D.C., and for the first time in many decades, he was invited to the White House. He was also invited to the State Department, showing a shift in the stance of the United States as far as Tibet is concerned. Dr. Sangay, many thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Dr. Sangay, how significant would you say was your visit specifically to the White House?
It is, because in the last 60 years, White House has always said CTA is the Tibetan government exile, allowing you to enter or inviting you inside the White House amounts to acknowledging or recognizing Tibetan government exile. Now, once you recognize government exile, you raise the issue of, status of Tibet, whether it was independent or not. And also it touches the, one China policy. So it was very sensitive. So in the last 10 years of my visit to DCA for more than a dozen times, they always said, sorry, we cannot allow you to enter the White House because it amounts to recognizing government exile. Finally, they allowed, and which means they are acknowledging the Tibetan government exile or Central Tibet Administration, and mainly the democratic system that we have. And through the democratic process, the office of Sichong or the person of Sichong, office is elected. So this is a huge deal. This is historic.
Do you see the reason for your invitation to the White House anything to do with the current timing, the situation that exists at the moment between the United States and China after the coronavirus pandemic outbreak, as well as the fact that China has been extremely aggressive in the South China Sea and also against India?
Yes, I think, with the Wuhan-originated virus, it has created so much of, chaos and uncertainty, not just from health point of view, also economic point of view, from geopolitical point of view. And then the trust deficit, has increased manifold. Even Washington, D.C. is, relooking at the China policy from cooperation. They're moving to competition. And when it comes to human rights, almost confrontation. So in that context, yes, with what's going on in South China Sea with India and neighboring countries, so, the Washington, D.C. has decided that they will be upfront and frank and call out China when it comes to human rights violation and rights of the Tibetan people.
So, Dr. Sangay, did the issue of the aggression of China against India come up during your conversation at the White House?
Yes, normally, the main topic of discussion is about situation inside Tibet, the occupation of Tibet, human rights violation in Tibet, denial of religious freedom. But because the CTA is based in Dharamsala, I come from India, they do ask me what's going on. And then, we sometimes discuss this issue. But the State Department itself has published a report just a few days ago on China in which there is clear description and substantive analysis of Indo-China relationship, including the tragedy at Galwan Valley. So all these are, out there formally and publicly, as per the report of the State Department.
Dr. Sangay, do you see this thrust on Tibet continuing with the new Joe Biden administration as well?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, President-elect Joe Biden has said he would meet with His Holiness the Lama, and he would sanction Chinese officials, those who are responsible for human rights violations in Tibet. And then Tibet has always enjoyed a bipartisan support, whether it's Republican administration or Democratic administration. They have always supported Tibet since, His Holiness Dalai Lama, came to Washington, D.C. He used to have the most conservative Republican senator or leader on the right side and the most liberal Democrat leader on the left side. So Tibet has always enjoyed the bipartisan support, and that will continue to do so under Biden administration as well.
Dr. Sange, what does the House resolution on Tibet and genuine autonomy mean?
You know, the U.S. Congress just passed a unanimous resolution in which, you know, it clearly said that middle way approach is the policy as envisioned by Solomon Dalai Lama, and that needs to be supported, and genuine autonomy should be granted to Tibetans. So that's the unanimous bipartisan, both Republicans and Democrats voted for genuine autonomy of the Tibetan people. That is also a big deal because for the first time, I think, you know, if not it's very rare, that the U.S. House has passed a resolution supporting middle way approach.
Dr. Sange, also the same resolution mentions inviting the Dalai Lama, His Holiness, to address the Congress. How significant is this and how soon do you see this happen?
Yes, I think this is significant because, you know, I met the author of the bill, Congressman Ted Yoho, more than a year ago, and he wanted to invite His Holiness to address the Congress or, you know, with members of the, both the, you know, Senate and the House in one room in the Capitol building. So His Holiness consented to it, and then finally he moved the resolution and passed with unanimous consent. So it's a big deal because, you know, His Holiness ought to be invited. He deserves the honor. So this, you know, unanimous resolution of the House sends a very powerful message to Beijing that justice and freedom for Tibetan people will continue. And Tibet inside Tibet, yes, we have friends all over the world, including in Washington, D.C., who will be with us and support to restore basic freedom of Tibetan people.
Dr. Sange, many thanks for speaking with us all the way from the United States as you went for a crucial visit there, taking the cause of Tibet to the U.S. as well. Many thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.